From our nation's capital, this is Naps Chat.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you.
Well, welcome to this week's edition of Naps Chat. Today is February 22nd, 2019, and I am joined today by Naps President Brian Wagner. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing great, Bob. Glad to be here.
Great. We're going to talk about a couple of things today that have tremendous impact on the Postal Service and on NAPS members. We're going to talk about the financial condition of the Postal Service, particularly since the Postal Service released its fiscal year 2019 first quarter reports. And then we'll talk about the upcoming legislative training seminar, which is about 3 weeks away. So for those of you coming in, it's time to prepare, and we have a lot of information already posted on our website. First, let's talk about the financials, and I know this is of immense importance to Brian as well as to all postal employees as well as folks within the postal community. This past week, the Postal Service released its FY 2019 first quarter financials. And it came, there was mixed returns on those numbers. Although revenue increased by almost 3% since the same period, as compared to the same period the previous year, and revenue grew 9% among the small parcels or the e-commerce generated parcels, that increase was offset by increased costs to the Postal Service or expenses to the Postal Service. So when everything netted out, the Postal Service lost approximately $1.5 billion, which is $1 billion more than the same period of the previous year. Brian, that's not good news, is it?
It's never good news. And the biggest challenge we have, I mean, the Post Office is definitely generating revenue, but got to get a hold of those expenses. And biggest challenge, and EAS, our members do a great job in managing these operations, but we got to make sure that there's some smart business decisions out there on at the Postal Service to get these expenses down.
Yes, absolutely correct. And on top of that, Stamps.com, which had been providing postal services and only postal services through its portal, sort of alerted the Postal Service that it wanted to carry products from other competitors of the Postal Service, like FedEx and UPS. So we responded to Stamps not renew the Stamps.com contract. Interestingly enough, Stamps.com stock fell by a whopping 56% after it was announced that the Postal Service was not renewing its contract.
And you know what, Bob? NAPS uses Stamps.com here at the office, so I'm a little concerned on how that's going to impact us. I mean, we use the Postal Service here at NAPS headquarters every day, so we want to make sure that we can definitely generate revenue for the Postal Service, but we just need to find a different way now.
Yeah, well, the Postal Service will have to look for a new exclusive provider of its services.
That is true. We'll go back to just buying our stamps and sticking stamps on everything or going back to the Post Office. But it's been very convenient for us here at NAPS headquarters and for a lot of customers out there.
Well, I think that a lot of small businesses and home-based businesses that I guess we're getting used to stamps.com now will come back into the Post Office again.
Well, looks like we're going to need some more staffing and definitely supervisor staffing then.
Yeah, those retail counters are going to really be working with those small businesses.
That's a chance to upsell a lot of those products we have there at the Post Office.
Absolutely. So maybe there's a little bit of a silver lining in the stamps.com sort of retreat from the postal business.
Well, we'll keep pushing forward and getting those customers, whether at the Post Office inside or using alternative measures.
Great, great. You know, we got to look for that. But that was a sort of a shocker that stamps.com was going to leave the postal fold.
Yes, definitely a definite strange decision on that aspect. But again, we will continue to move forward here at NAPS and do what we can for the members and the Postal Service and revenue.
Well, as I said before, we're preparing for the legislative training seminar 3 weeks away. And there were four items that one should take into account as they come to the LTS. Number one is the really superior training that will be conducted by our Executive Vice President Ivan Butts and my colleague, Legislative and Legal Counsel Bruce Moyer, and myself, as well as yourself, Brian.
we'll be there in force with our executive board. But again, this is key training for our members, whether you're a veteran coming to our legislative training seminar or you're a first timer. You can't beat the training we're going to provide on the legislative front.
Yeah, and it's important because members of NAPS will be sort of becoming more familiar with the 2019 issues that we're going to be bringing to the Hill. And in fact, our 2019 legislative issue brief was posted today, Friday the 22nd, on our website. So I encourage all NAPS members to sort of click into our website. Even if you're not coming to the LTS, this is essential information in promoting the NAPS agenda in the field. And, you know, Brian, let's talk a little bit about that. And even if you don't come to the LTS, there are still opportunities to influence legislators to promote pro-postal legislation.
Oh, LTS isn't the one-stop shop for our members. LTS provides great information, great training when we actually go to the Hill and meet our congressional leaders or their aides. But really, it's when we get boots on the ground back at home in our districts. I was just recently out at the California Coalition with you, Bob, and the grassroots that they do in the California Coalition was fabulous. And that's what we need with all the members throughout the country. It's not just happening on Capitol Hill. It's happening back at our districts. So once you get the information, whether you make LTS or you don't, you get the information, take that, and schedule meetings with your congressional leaders back in the district. That's where a big message will happen. And you can have that one-on-one time.
Interestingly enough, a couple of years ago, the Congressional Management Foundation did a survey of congressional staff as to what is the most effective advocacy tool that an organization could use. And the most effective tool is face-to-face meetings between the constituents advocating for or against particular legislation and their member of Congress or their staff member. In fact, they found out 54% surveyed found that that had an exceedingly influential impact on the decision-making process of the member of Congress in deciding whether or not to support a particular bill was that face-to-face communication.
And I know members love to come up to the D.C., be able to go on Capitol Hill. It's a great experience. But the bigger experience is getting, like you said, Bob, face-to-face in your congressional districts to be able to sit down one-on-one. And you really can't beat that FaceTime with your congressional leaders. And they're back in their districts on a regular basis, so you can get those schedules in there.
Also, and I don't want to take anything away from LTS, because I think that is an extremely effective way of communicating, because not only do you have that face-to-face interaction with your member of Congress and you get the training, but because there'll be 600 NAPS members on the Hill at the same time, that is extraordinary visibility and impact that we have, not only for the individual legislators, but they see NAPS members with their ID badges promoting the NAPS agenda during a very, very concentrated two-day excursion to the Hill.
Oh, definitely. When we walk through the halls of Congress, I tell you what, it's just heartwarming, and it just gives you great energy to be able to see all the NAPS members out there visiting their congressional leaders. Again, this isn't just a one-stop shop back home or here at D.C., but the thing is we have to spread it around across the country. We need to make sure when we get to LTS here, if you haven't signed up, if you haven't registered, our message is pushing forward. We're pushing the deadline, so push forward to get here, because once your congressional leaders see you up on the Hill, they know we're serious about what we're trying to do on the legislative front for postal reform and other avenues or legestative avenues for our members.
But also, just not as important, but an interesting sort of byproduct of our interaction with each other at the LTS is the networking that NAPS members conduct with each other to sort of secure best practices, not only in lobbying and legislative education, just interaction within the organization.
Well, that's, Bob, I could tell you what, when you're talking about the veteran, what I call veteran LTS members coming with the newbies, it's fabulous. We're able to banter back and forth and be able to share ideas on what works best especially when you go and talk with your legislators and the aides there.
Absolutely. And lastly, what's also important is not only what happens here at the LTS, but the follow-up that occurs after the legislative training seminar, because we have to sort of keep the members of Congress accountable to what they represented to the legislative NAPS advocates in Washington. And the way to do that is to follow up after the event.
Well, the legislative process isn't a one-day event. Legislation is happening. Political avenues, political agendas are going on throughout the year. That's where we have to stay actively busy. Again, Bob, like you said, once we come to LTS, take that message and continue to share with the members who couldn't make it. When you go to your branch meetings, make sure that you share the briefs, our positions on legislation, and then make those scheduled meetings with your congressional leaders back in the district.
Yes. So in sum, there are four aspects to LTS. Number one is the legislative training, to learn about the legislative issues that are most important to NAPS, NAPS members, and all EA, as well as all EAS personnel. Number two is the interaction, the face-to-face interaction with the members of Congress and their staff. Third is the networking opportunity amongst the NAPS members and with NAPS national officers, the board, and state officers. And lastly is the follow-up that occurs after LTS. Those are sort of the four aspects, I think, that people don't really fully grasp when they come here.
And when you're doing the networking, you get to be able to ask your questions to the experts of Executive Vice President Ivan Butz, who's been doing our legislative, Bob, yourself, been years with experience on the lobbying side, on the postal, and Bruce Moyer. We've got a great team, and your questions will get answered, and I'll tell you what, you take that back to your members in the districts, into the field. I'll tell you what, we're just going to shine there on the legislative front.
Yeah, now let me just underscore that it is not a big secret on Capitol Hill that we have probably one of the strongest teams amongst federal employee and postal employee groups. We have combined probably over almost 70 years of legislative experience amongst myself, Bruce, and Ivan, working legislative issues and working politics on behalf of postal employees.
Well, and be honest with you, when you talk about just the experience that you, Bruce, and Ivan bring to the table, along with those on the executive board, those veteran LTS representatives coming, the years of experience that they've been able to share with what I call the first-timers coming in, it's going to be a great networking opportunity.
Okay, and I just, before we sign off, I just wanted to bring to the attention of those who are listening to us a couple of highlights of the LTS that we are planning at the conference, the plenary meetings on Sunday and on Monday, March 10th and 11th. Well, it's going to start on Sunday morning with a very inspirational wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery. I know I've sort of trying to convince my wife to come out for, because it's a tremendously inspirational and meaningful ceremony. On Monday, we are going to have the Deputy Postmaster General, Ron Stroman. We will also have the Majority Whip of the House of Representatives, James Clyburn from South Carolina, as well as the new chairman of the subcommittee in the House of Representatives that has jurisdiction over postal issues, Jerry Connolly from Virginia. We may have a couple of other surprises, but that's where we really are for the LTS, and we really encourage everyone who has not registered as of yet to immediately get on their laptop or their desktop and register for LTS.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know the Oscars are coming up this weekend, but LTS is the Oscars, I guess, for our legislative. It definitely is a place to be when you're talking March 10th and 11th when we hit the Hill. If you haven't registered, get registered. It is going to be a phenomenal time.
With that, till next week, we bid thee farewell.
I'm going to send right down and write myself a letter.